I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, Word of Mom listeners. We are so thrilled on this Music Monday to bring you some songs that we played a few years ago when Dory's family first recovered them. It's five songs sung by Dory's mother, Kitty DiCarlo. She one day made an impromptu recording while hanging out at Les Paul's house. Yes, that Les Paul. Anyway, we decided to put this on because we both loved Kitty so much and would really love to share her music with you today. So put together some of Dory's commentary on the songs from a few years ago when she played them, along with the incredible songs themselves. Please enjoy.
I can't tell you what it's like to have a mom who was a professional singer. My dad owned a nightclub. She was the headliner. And, you know, I mean, I had a mom who these recordings came up because one night, you know, she was hanging out at Les Paul's house and a few musician friends were around and they just got to talking and to jamming. And Les was like, hey, let's make a recording. And they did. And my brother was able to recover five of these songs. And for all of us, it was the greatest Christmas gift we could have ever received was to be able to hear our mom again. And as I said, when I first started, I feel so honored to have a platform like this where I have a place that I can share her. And the first song I want to share, you know, I used to go hear my mom rehearse all the time. I would sit at her rehearsals. I would design her dresses that she would make. She had her own designer label for her gowns. I mean, it was just so much fun. And I used to love this song called What's It All About, Alfie. It was written by Bacharach and Hal David. And most of us know it because Dionne Warwick sang it, but I knew it because my mom did. And so here it is.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about? When you sought it out, Alfie, are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, Alfie, then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? A heaven above, Alfie. I know there's something much more, something even non-believers can believe in. I believe in love, Alfie. Without true love, we just exist, Alfie. Until you find the love you've missed, you're nothing. Let your heart lead the way. rainy days, Alfie, Alfie, Alfie.
You know, I can't even explain to you what it's what it's like for me to be able to hear this music again. And as I said, I could, you know, close my eyes and see her rehearsing this. And, you know, there were so many friends. Friday was 21 years. It was her 21st anniversary. And so many friends who knew my mom sent messages. And one of them is from our friend David. And he was like, I was one of the many that was lucky and blessed to know your mom, Dory. The door was always open for me, literally and figuratively. Yep, her and my dad are having a good talk. You know, our front door was never locked in our house because my mom always said that nothing was going to cost more than replacing that front door. And if somebody needed a place to go, my mom always wanted them to know that, our home was open. And it was always that way. And all of you who knew my mom know that it was true. And I'm going to share another song. And again, it's so much fun for me, and I can close my eyes and see her rehearsing this. And I don't know who wrote it. I don't even know what the real title of the song is. I just always used to call it Uptight. But it's just fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. So I don't know what... Well, I was just typing to the David Bowers that I should have had him co-host with me today. He just let me know that Uptight, everything is all right. Uptight was a 1966 hit single recorded by Stevie Wonder for the Motown label. At thanks. and I just love the comments that people are grooving with my mom. It's just so much fun. I can't even tell you. It is so much fun for me to hear her again and to have you guys enjoying her. So keep sending me comments, please. I'm going to slow things down with Tears of Goodbye. I think that that's what it's called. Indeed, David Bowers has logged back in, so he'll let me know if it's right or not. And actually, this was something that was, it was cut, and we were able to salvage just a bit of it. But can't wait to share it with you.
I run and I stop at your door, but you're never there anymore. Then back to my room, and there in the gloom of goodbye.
David Bowers let me know that that is actually called A Day in the Life of a Fool by Nana Mouskouri, I believe you pronounce it. I love that song. I'll tell you, I'm proud of me because I didn't know if I was going to be able to hold it together doing this show.
I'm proud of Dory too. And so cool to be listening to Kitty sing. I remember the sleepovers that we used to have at her house. Dory was an older teenager and young adult doing theater with my father, and my sister and I were, you know, 8 and 10, 9 and 11, you know, hanging out with Dory and her mom and having sleepovers and doing makeup and all that good stuff. Anyway, I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors for today's Music Monday. I've partied with Hope.com. Hope Whistle is both the classy bag lady from 31 Bags, and she also does a lot of charitable work for the community through Hope's Angel Connection. But you can find out information on any of that by going to partywithhope.com.
Hi, it's Dory DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear.
With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio, and I'm going to share a couple of other things that people who knew my mom shared with me on Friday. Our lifelong friends, the Zanickis, Lori and Bobby and Mike. Lori wrote, "Hi, Dory. Kitty, your mom always just brightened up any room she was ever in. She just loved everyone so much. Always top enthusiasm, words of encouragement, and joy for all occasions. I can see her smiling face right now. Not a judgmental bone in her body. Always love, smiles, hugs, kisses for all of her kids and all of us kids. The entire town of kids. Hartsdale's best ever cheerleading fan for whatever group you were involved in. Yes, I remember your mom, like she was here yesterday. Hugs to you and your bros." And her brother Bobby wrote, "She's just surrounded by love, endless love." And my friend Karen wrote, "I loved your mom too. She was such a class act. We had many long talks during and after rehearsals, shows, etc. Anytime we were together. I lost my mom in 2000, and it's something you never get over. Well, we are all blessed to have the memory." And it's really true. And, you know, my mom was just the most amazing woman. I can't explain what it was like to have a mom as glamorous as my mother. I mean, think back to Gilligan's Island and think of Ginger and Marianne, because that was us. My mom was Ginger. I was Marianne. The way Ginger dressed on Gilligan's Island, my mother, those are the gowns that she wore. She just had jet black hair. And it was so cool because my mom would put us to bed at night dressed in those gowns and doing stories with us and making up every, you know, character voice and everything else. And then she'd go and sing all night long and then come home. And she was the one who sent us off to school in the morning on the bus and everything. And then she slept while we were at school. You have no idea what it is to be with somebody that glamorous who would get down in the dirt and play with you. Like, we'd be at a pool party, and my mom was always the one that would get tossed into the pool. And she'd be like, wait, just let me take off my rings, let me get my earrings off, wait, my eyelashes. And she's like, okay, throw me in. Because everybody would, you know, she was just that much fun. And I love being like my mom. I love that I will get down and play, and I don't care about getting thrown in the pool in my clothes and stuff like that. Not that my kids' friends ever did that to me, which is probably fine, but they could have. So don't let them know. You know, but I can't even tell you. And to hear her sing again and to be able to share this with you is just so joyful to me. So the next song I'm going to share was written by Johnny Mandel and Paul Francis Weber, and it's called "The Shadow of Your Smile." And, again, that's how you guys, you know Johnny Mandel singing it, but, you know, I just remember my mom.
One day we walked along the sand, one day in early spring, its broken wings. Now I'll remember many a day and many a lonely mile. The echo of a piper's song, the shadow of your smile, the shadow of your smile when you my dream and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Shadow of your smile.
I can only be myself. It's really true. And it's just an amazing thing when you think you've lost someone's voice for so long. Hear it again. I just want to thank everybody who's tuning in. People have been popping in and out of the chat room and sending messages on Facebook. And I'm so glad that you're enjoying this with me. I really am. You know, when my brother sent me over these 5 songs, I just kept playing them over and over and over again. It took me 3 hours to stop sobbing. So I really thought I desensitized myself, but, you know, this one just got to me. And I have one last song to share. And this was This is our family, one of our absolute favorites. And the one song that my brother Rick, who restored all of these songs, was the happiest to hear again. And it's called The Birth of the Blues. And it was written by B.D. DeSilva and Lou Brown and Ray Henderson for actually a Broadway show. And Sinatra, I saw this great YouTube of Sinatra and Louis Armstrong singing it, but Sammy Davis Jr. really kind of made this one his own. But like I said, for us, this is our favorite song. Just our all-time favorites from my mom. So here she is again, Kitty DiCarlo and The Birth of the Blues.
They say some people long ago were searching for a different tune, one that they can croon as only they can. They only had that rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use, and they say that's how the blues really began. They heard the breeze out in the trees,
glad the archive will be here. Listen to it again, and when you're done listening to it, share it with your friends and then listen to it some more.
Thank you so much for listening in on today's Music Monday and allowing us to enjoy listening to Kitty DiCarlo sing again. We will continue celebrating Earth Month with all green products on all the Thursdays of this month. And next Monday on Music Monday, we will be featuring country singer Franklin Cisco Burns. On behalf of Dori DiCarlo and myself, be happy, be healthy, and most important, be yourself, and make today a great day. Thank you, everybody.